This chazor is zechen nishmas avachi chazor shagam v'am yehudim zechen shpachem daf chav zayin. Abaye said, if we say that Rebbe is the Tana of the first brayse which says that the oven has to be crushed because he holds that the combination of two things, one of which is usher, causes the result to be usher, then Rebbe shares the view of Rabbi Eliezer. But if we say that Rebbe only forbids the bread baked in the fire fueled by things that are usher b'hanoa, but would say that the oven is fine, even if it's fired up at the first time with usher wood, because going forward the oven will always be a combination of this first usher fire and then future mutter fires, he would still agree that earthenware utensils heated for the first time in a fire fueled by usher wood would be usher, because they're used without being heated up again. Therefore, they're always part of that first usher dika fire, never a combination. Rebbe and Rebbe Eliezer would only argue regarding an oven. So, Gemara Shmuel's version of the brayso was that Rebbe said that the bread baked in an oven fired up with usher wood is mutter, and the Chacham said it was usher. Either way, either we must say that Shmuel's version was the reverse of the way we learned earlier, or we can say that Shmuel really had the same version like we did. However, he wanted everyone to pass him that the bread is aser, so he attributed the shita to the Chacham so that people would pass him this way. The Mishnah said, "Bishla agabik echolim divra akel hapas muteris." So, Gemara Shmuel and Rechonin argue. One says Rebbe only allowed the bread when the coals were no longer flaming, and the other says the Rebbe allowed it even if the coals were still aflame. In fact, Gemara, according to the sheet that Rebbe permits the bread even with the coals when they were still aflame, in what case would Rebbe say that it would be usher? A Papa said, when the wood is still intact and in flames, at that point he would still be benefiting from the usher dika wood. In fact, that would mean that the Rabbanan argue and permit the bread even in that case. If so, when would they say it's usher to benefit from the wood? Rabbi Ami bar Chama said, if the wood was fashioned into a bench, then it would be usher to use the bench. That's what they would hold. Rabbi bar Chama asked Rav Chisda, according to Rabbanan who permit the bread that was baked in an oven fueled by usher wood, what would the halacha be if the oven was fueled by wood of hegdish? He said in that case it would actually be Osir. Why is the case of Hegdash different in Arla, Frak the Gemara? So Rava said, Arla becomes bottle in 200, whereas Hegdash never becomes bottle. Rava asked, when someone lights Hegdash wood on fire, he commits Me'ila, and as such the wood becomes Chulin. If so, it shouldn't make the broad Osir, because it goes out to Chulin. Papa said, we're dealing with wood of Shlomim, and we're following the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that Kutcha Kalam are not subject to Me'ila. Therefore, even if it uses, it doesn't become Chulin, therefore it remains Osir. Frak the Gemara, how can we say that when one lights wood of Hegdash, it becomes Chulin? A braisa says that even the ashes of Hegdash remain Osir. Rabbi Chama said the braisa is discussing where a fire began on its own, not through the act of Me'ila, and that's why it remained Hegdash. Shmai answers that that braisa is discussing a particular type of Hegdash whose ashes remain Osir, but other Hegdash ashes would actually not be Osir, meaning like Trumas Hadeshin. Meaning that the ones that he says are Osir are the ones of Hegdash that remain Osir, like Trumas Hadeshin. Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Bior V'chulu. Rice says, Rabbi Yehuda dash from the Kal v'chomer. If noise, which is not subject to Bal Yiroa, Bal Yimotze, has to be burned, surely chametz has to be burned. Rabbanan said, that's not a good Kal v'chomer, because it leads to a leniency. Because what if someone doesn't have fuel for a fire, he wouldn't have to destroy the chametz at all based on this Kal v'chomer. Rabbi Yehuda then said, we can learn it without the Kal v'chomer. Noiser is also to eat, and chametz is also to eat. Just as noiser has to be burned, so too chametz has to be burned. There, but an est nevela is also to eat, and yet it doesn't have to be burned. So Rabbi Yehuda then said, noiser is also to eat and to benefit from, and chametz is also to eat and to benefit from. Therefore, just as noiser has to be burned, so too chametz has to be burned. The Rabbanan said, what about a shura niskal has to be is also to eat and it's also to have anah from, and yet it doesn't have to be burned. Rabbi Yehuda then said, the noiser is also to eat and it's also to benefit from, and it carries a karis penalty. It has chiyuv karis attached to it. So chametz also has these three characteristics. Therefore, just as noiser has to be burned, so too chametz has to be burned. The Rabbanan asks that the chaylev of a shara niskal also has these three characteristics, and yet it doesn't have to be burned. Rabbi Yehuda then said, noiser is subject to a lav against leaving it over, and chametz is as well. So therefore, just as noiser has to be burned, so too chametz has to be burned. The Rabbanan asks, according to Rabbi Yehuda's own shita, an asham toloi, and a bird chatos, and a chatos sa'oiv brought out of doubt, a misofik, which are subject to a lav also against leaving them over, and yet they don't have to be burned. Rabbi Yehuda remained quiet to this challenge. Rabbi Yosef said, because, you know, it's ironic when something that you say is used to question you what you say somewhere else. Meaning it's ironic when something that you say is questioned based on your own words, like it was over here. They took Rabbi Yehuda's own words elsewhere and to disprove what he to shlug him up what he was saying with the Kal v'chomer over here.